Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're coming close to the end of Extra Hour. I want to make sure that we discuss the moment of wisdom. And every day we like to share a moment of wisdom out of the book of Proverbs. And when we talk about God's wisdom, you know, there's a difference between worldly wisdom and there's a difference between godly wisdom. We always want the wisdom of God. So in the moment of wisdom today, we're going to be reading out of Proverbs 5:1. And it says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge." He says, pay attention. And then he says, listen to my words. It's like he's saying it twice. He's like, I really want to underscore. He's talking to his son. I want to underscore the importance of what I have to say. So I not only want you to pay attention, I want you to give ear, to give thought, and I want you not just to hear, but I want you to listen. Listen to my wisdom. And he's talking about discretion. You know, we have to maintain discretion. And discretion is defined as the power or right to decide, to make decisions, or to act according to one's own judgment, the freedom to make your own decisions. When you think about all the decisions that you have to make in a day, my goodness, I mean, you're constantly making decisions.
Constantly.
Some good, some not so good.
Right.
And if you were able to maintain discretion, I mean, hear the wisdom that's coming forth. You have to maintain discretion, right? And your lips may preserve knowledge. And if you're going to make wise decisions in life, you got to be able to exercise some discretion. And it's not just happens. Discretion is the ability to be watchful, wise, cautious, circumspect when it comes to words or actions. You're not just saying the first thing that comes out of your mind. You're not just making any flippant decision. You're thinking about it. You're contemplating, you know, the ways and the purposes of God. Is this something that honors the Lord? Is this something that is going to be pleasing? Is this something right before God? And discretion is not something that, you know, you have to maintain it. You know, everything in God's just like, it's not like just osmosis, here it is, but you have to kind of maintain it. You gotta keep the existence. Just to keep an existence, to service, to preserve. You have to preserve the word of God in your heart. You gotta preserve the word of God in your decision-making process. You gotta keep the word of God forefront in all that you do. Because if you don't, believe you me, the enemy would try to put a veil over it, would try to cover it, and you'll start making decisions that will be outside of your values, outside of the word of God. And then you'll start to get the results that you really are not going to want to get. Everything that came into your life, you know, a lot of things come as a result of the decisions that you've made. And you can learn, you know, look back. Proverbs also says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. You have to reflect. You got to think about, you know, how did I come across in that situation? Or how did were those words the right words to use? You know, and really to evaluate them. Because you know what? People matter. Mm-hmm. People matter. You know what? God matters.
Right.
The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro. I mean, the eyes of the Lord are keep watch over the wicked and the good. His eyes are upon us. And he wants to know that we're walking our life in view of God's word, in view of his ways. We're living our life in a way that glorifies him and not, you know, glorifying ourselves. We need to maintain. It says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight. Why? So that you maintain discretion, preserve it, hold it dear, keep it up, and that your lips may preserve knowledge. There's nothing like lips that speak knowledge, right. Lips that speak truth. You know, to preserve means to keep alive. We talked about that. Your lips are to keep alive, keep in existence, keep safe, and protect knowledge. Your lips should speak the truth. Your lips should speak what is right, you know. And we're able to keep knowledge. Knowledge is kept alive, right, when we speak knowledge, when we speak the truth out, and we continue to share. We begin to speak God's word out. Okay.
Right.
And we have to remind ourselves that it's the word of God that's the chief thing. You know, it's not what we read in some kind of magazine. It's not what we read in, you know, not what our friends told us. It's not some other person's, you know, a theory, but you can always go back to the word of God. That's why abiding is so powerful. God's word is a lamp unto our feet. It lights our paths. It helps to transform our thinking from thinking from a worldly way to thinking from a godly way. I mean, you look back and say, how many decisions did you make in the past without God? And how many decisions when I say without God, without even thinking or giving thought to him, and how many decisions now are you including God in your decision making, in exercising your discretion? Well, the moment of wisdom, the wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 5:1. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.